It's here and now.
Remember when people were content to be unambitious, sleep till 11, and just hang out with their friends? I mean, you had no occupations whatsoever, maybe working a couple hours a week at a coffee shop.
Right, I thought that died out a long time ago.
Not in Portland. Portland is a city where young people go to retire.
That is a clip from the very first episode of the TV show Portlandia, which, if you've seen it, you know it's a state of mind, not just a TV show. It is set in Portland, Oregon, where the mayor bicycles everywhere. A bookstore called Women and Women first makes its home, and it's a place where putting a bird on something makes it art. Well, fans of Portlandia, you can rejoice because its fourth season starts tonight on IFC, and the show's two creators and stars, Fred Armisen and Kerry Brownstein, are with us now from New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Can you believe that you're entering season four? Did you think when this started that you'd have so much staying power?
We had no idea. We really were just happy to have a pilot made and that first season, and every year has been a sort of surprise. We've been very fortunate. So I can't believe it. It's like how fast it's all gone.
All right. Well, just so people can get an idea of the show, if they don't know it already, it is a place, of course, that is well known as a place that recycles, where people might be concerned about the nature of the food that they're eating. I want to listen to another clip. This is people in a restaurant who are questioning a waiter about where exactly the chicken that they're ordering has come from.
Right. So here is the chicken you'll be enjoying tonight.
You have this information. This is fantastic.
Absolutely. His name was Colin. Here are his papers, okay?
That's great.
He looks like a happy little guy who runs around.
A lot of friends, other chickens as friends.
Putting his little wing around another one and kind of like palling around.
I don't know that I can speak to that level of intimate knowledge about him.
You guys actually end up going and moving into the farm where the chicken was raised.
Yes, that is just the beginning of a madcap adventure that ends up very surreal for that couple.
Did you think that you would be able to take that story quite so far? I mean, you took that a lot farther than most people would.
Well, I think that's our goal with any of our sketches, is to start with a relatable premise and to deviate from that into absurdity and then to hopefully push it even further into surrealism, because then you have the ability to surprise people. And I think our most successful sketches have done that. But the root of it is always something that people find authentic or they see in themselves.
I would say that the thing that we kind of keep in mind also is that sketch we sort of wrote thinking, could we do this? It's almost like getting away with something. And then to expand it beyond there is like, is this possible? And then sometimes the answer is yes.
Okay, well, one of the episodes that has gotten a lot of attention over the years has been the Battlestar Galactica episode, where the characters get obsessed with the show Battlestar Galactica, and then you end up actually seeing Edward James Olmos, who stars in Battlestar Galactica, come on to the show. Let's take a listen to that.
Season two.
You gotta be careful. Psychologically, it's television.
Please, it means everything to us. I mean, she lost her job. We lost our lives watching the show.
I've never been in space, ever.
Wow, where did you come up with that idea?
I think we were just sitting around the writer's room talking about our obsession with television and about the way that relationships sometimes cohere around a narrative outside of the couple. So we started there. It was actually about a couple that the only thing going for them was this show. And then, you know, we were talking about what happens when a show ends. You know, I remember we were talking about like when Six Feet Under ended or when The Wire ended. Six Feet Under, we kept saying, like, I miss Nate. You know, and just that way of really identifying with characters and really feeling like they're part of your lives when they become substitutes for friends or, you know, a way of escaping. So that was really the provenance of that sketch.
And also the anger, like for some reason when a series ends, for some reason, you just feel kind of angry at the show. Like, I didn't ask you to end. You know, you owe it to us as an audience to keep going.
Now, you're both musicians. You often bring music into the show. Tell us about that and why you think that's an important piece of Portlandia.
I think music was a lens through which Fred and I saw the world, especially during our formative years. And that's really stuck with us in terms of how to shape a show or how to embark on something creatively. We think about things in terms of timing and rhythm and texture. And I think our director, Jonathan Kreisel, and our editors also approach the show like that. It has a percussive feel. It sometimes relies on repetition to be funny. Other times it relies on space and kind of an awkward silence in order to really enhance a moment.
What are your favorite episodes of the show so far, Carrie?
Well, I always like to focus on the present tense, so I'm really fond of season 4. I love the celery episode, but I think my most favorite episode we've done is actually going to be the finale of season 4.
Mm. Keep people staying tuned for the end of the season.
Yeah, it's called Getting Away. That's my favorite thing we've done.
Yeah, same here. Not only because it's at the end of the season. It's just it's about the concept of being away from a place. You know how like we all have that place that we like to go to or need to go to, vacation spots or whatever. The idea of what that means. And even aside from that, just the way that episode came out, I really love.
Me too.
Have you guys ever gotten into a major disagreement in putting together one of the episodes, and how did you overcome it?
Not major.
Yeah, I don't think anything major. Portlandia was such an organic process. It really grew out of my friendship with Fred, and we approach things in a way that's very loving and with the interest of both the show in mind, but also our friendship and protecting both those things.
You guys have known each other since, if the internet is correct, 2003.
2005, actually. The internet is
rarely
correct.
We'll have to correct that then.
Didn't we meet in 03?
I don't think so.
Because it was my second year at SNL. We have to look up when Beck was a musical guest.
Let's just go back and say that the internet is right. You know what? I'm wrong. The internet is always right. We met at an SNL after party.
Beck was a musical guest and Jennifer...
Garner
was the host.
Well, now we can correct the internet.
Yeah. Well, I think it actually was 2003 now that I think about it. So that's fine.
Actually, Jennifer Garner was 2003, right? That's what you're saying? The producer is telling me right now. 15th of February, 2003.
Right after Valentine's Day.
So we have just passed your 11-year friendiversary.
I like that name, the friendiversary.
That if you get that into a Portlandia show, we'll have you back on again just to talk about that one episode.
Okay, and we'll also owe you royalties on it.
Good. I will.
So you won't be working on the show anymore.
That's
You'll
right.
Be sitting in a mansion on
that's
a hill
right, in Portland. Well, Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein, best of luck to you guys and continued success. It's a great show. It premieres tonight on IFC. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And I kind of feel like I'm in an episode of Portlandia right now.
Megna, yes.
You're from there, right?
I am. My only quibble with the show, it does not rain enough.
Well, if Portlandia is not enough for you, just the TV show, coming out next month, the Portlandia Activity Book, which Carrie and Fred wrote with Jonathan Kreisel. This is Here and Now.